This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And update this morning on the Roseburg Salvation Army, Captain Edith Dimaby. Thanks for coming in. Well, I noticed that recently you guys got a big matching grant to help in some of your work. Talk about that.
Actually nominated us for a sharing success matching grant program with CoBank, and we received between the two of them $30,000 to help their members with power resources.
Now, is this the first time you've gotten this kind of grant?
No, actually, Douglas Electric Cooperative has helped us over the past 15 years, and this marks about $235,000 that their members have poured back into their own community.
Wow, now that's pretty significant, and this is basically kind of directed, though, in terms of what you're going to do with it, right?
Correct. It offers support services for members who may be experiencing life happenings, you know, the loss of a job, medical emergencies, and they struggle with their power bills.
And the power bill is one of the first things that most people outside of food want to make sure they get paid.
Exactly. It's very difficult to be in a home when you don't have the lights on.
So this has been going on for a long time and pretty significant. Talk about CoBank. What can you tell us about them?
CoBank is a rural America banking system that helps. It's part of the U.S. Farm Credit, and it helps agribusinesses, rural utility companies with their financial services.
And so they've been part of this as well. And so that grant just came out, what, in the last week or two, right?
It sure did.
So you've got that going on. Talk about for the Salvation Army of Roseburg. I know there's always things that you're working on. What are some of those?
Well, we've got our plans for summer activities for families. Those kick off May 23rd, Friday night, with Family Fun Night, White Elephant Bingo, and dinner. And then we're having a summer nights program this summer for youth. So there'll be activities throughout the summer like Spam Night, Soda Pop in a Movie, and Water Wars, and a barbecue and campfire happening throughout the summer to keep youth active.
I just figured out that Spam actually stands for something because you said what it was. But initially, I was thinking, I'm not sure a lot of kids are going to show up to have Spam.
Correct. But Soda Pop in a Movie, they might do.
Yeah, that's great. And so obviously you're trying to help adults, but families, young people as well.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we have our summer camp program at Caratley in Boring, Oregon. We still have spots available, and we're looking for youth that might be interested in a summer camping experience.
What's the age range on that?
7 to 18.
And how long are they up there?
For a week at a time.
Wow. So do you get them up there and get them back?
We do. We transport them up and transport them back. And one of us is usually there the whole time that they are there.
Now, do some families pay for this, or is this something that you're providing for kids that are in need?
Actually, we have a scholarship program so that we are covering the greatest portion of the cost. We usually ask for a small commitment, $25, so that families are interested in going.
And, I mean, for kids, if they've never done it, the summer camp experience is something they'll probably remember for years.
Absolutely. The swimming pool, the activities, other kids from throughout Oregon and Idaho, it's quite the experience.
What else do you have coming up?
So we also have our signups for Vacation Bible School, which will be happening June 17th through the 20th. We're taking signups for that, 4 days, activities throughout the day for youth. Starts at age 5 and goes through 12.
Now, Salvation Army is also noted for your thrift shop. What kinds of things can people find there?
The unique, the unusual, the everyday, and hundreds of new items come in each day. The thrift store actually supports a lot of the social services that we're able to provide to the community. And it truly is Douglas County helping Douglas County.
And so obviously you always encourage people who've got things that they don't need anymore, or sometimes even new items they realize they really didn't need to donate them.
Absolutely. And our donation drive-through is open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5.
All right. Anything else you want to mention about Salvation Army in Roseburg?
We're grateful to be in this community, grateful to be a part of the community, and look for us on National Donut Day, June 6th.
National what?
Donut Day.
What are you going to be doing on National Donut Day?
Oh, on National Donut Day, we're going to be going out and recognizing our Donut Girls activities in the wars by sharing donuts with the community and community members.
All right. Well, look for that. Coming up, a lot going on. Salvation Army of Roseburg, if people want to find out more about all the things you're doing, what's the best way to get connected?
541-672-6581, or just come on by. We're at 3130 Northeast Stevens Street.
All right, Captain Edith Dye, maybe the Roseburg Salvation Army. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.